This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The first, the headlines. World Press Freedom Day being observed today. Now, the news in detail. 31st World Press Freedom Day is being observed today across the globe, including in Nepal. May 3rd each year is marked as World Press Freedom Day in commemoration of the Windhoek Declaration for the development of a free, independent and pluralistic press in Windhoek, Namibia in 1991. The day was first observed in 1993 following the recommendation of UNESCO. On the occasion of World Press Freedom Day, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma extended her best wishes to all, emphasizing the crucial role of a free press in democracy. In a statement, Minister Sharma paid tribute to the martyrs who sacrificed their lives for press freedom and expressed respect for those who contributed to the movement. Minister Sharma stressed that democracy cannot thrive without press freedom and reaffirmed that the government's commitment to protect and implement press freedom as enshrined in the Constitution. Furthermore, Minister Sharma assured that the government was facilitating the resolution of labor-related issues in media houses. Similarly, President Ramchandra Powdil and Chairperson of the National Assembly has extended their best wishes to all brothers and sisters at home and abroad on the occasion of World Press Freedom Day. In the meantime, the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology has said that its serious attention was drawn to the internet service disruption by some privately owned internet service providers. Issuing a press statement last evening, the Ministry's assistant spokesperson Vishal Sapkota has urged all internet service providers not to disrupt the internet service. The Ministry has also asked the internet service providers and network service providers to timely pay the rural telecommunications development fees and royalties to be paid to the state as per the law, which was collected from the internet service users prior. The Ministry has stated that most of the 122 internet service providers and 23 network service providers registered with Nepal Telecommunications Authority have already cleared the fees to be paid as per the laws, and the Ministry is regularly making recommendations for them for the foreign currency exchange on the recommendation of the Nepal Telecommunications Authority. President Ramchandra Powdil has summoned the joint session of the Federal Parliament for the 10th of May. The Office of the President said that President Powdil summoned the budget session of the Federal Parliament on the 10th of May at 2 p.m. on the Cabinet's recommendation. According to the government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, the Cabinet meeting yesterday recommended the President to call the new budget session. The Cabinet also decided to coordinate with provincial and local levels to tackle the increasing cases of wildfires and to carry out relief efforts. The number of wildfires is increasing day by day. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, the wildfire is occurring at around 436 locations in 53 districts. The wildfire incidents were reported in 165 locations of 35 districts yesterday. The authority's wildfire expert Sundar Sharma says the wildfires are spreading due to lack of rainfall for a long time and strong winds. He said the topographical challenges and lack of resources were causing additional hurdles to control the wildfires. Expert Sharma said districts including Kailali, Duti, Salyan, Dailik and Palpa have been highly affected by the wildfire. The National Information and Communications Technology ICT Day was marked yesterday by organizing various programs. Every year, the 2nd of May has been celebrated as the National ICT Day to push for development and promotion of information and communications technology in the country. Addressing a program organized by the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology on the occasion of National ICT Day, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledged to establish an innovation fund in the upcoming fiscal year's policy and program and budget for the expansion of ICT sector. He added that the groundwork was being done for the formulation of necessary laws for the establishment of the innovation fund. Prime Minister Dahal further stated that the government was seriously working to integrate and effectively implement the startup program focusing on the youth. He also speaking at the Program Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, said that the government would launch an awareness campaign to make people aware of the safe use of information and communication technology. Furthermore, Minister Sharma also stressed the need for increasing investment in the ICT sector from both the government and private sector to make the nation prosperous. Likewise, the Secretary at the Ministry of Communication, Ramkrishna Subedi, viewed that the use of IT was mandatory in work performance, education, health and research in recent days. On the occasion, the government also awarded various organizations and individuals for their significant contribution to the development and expansion of the information technology sector. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says the vice chancellors of the universities have been appointed based on merit. During a meeting with recently appointed vice chancellors of the Purvanchal, the Midwest and Far Western universities at Singhadarbhar yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal reiterated that he made the process of appointing vice chancellors transparent and competitive. Likewise, Prime Minister Dahal directed the vice chancellors to focus on producing manpower to compete in the global market by providing quality education from universities. The Federalism Strengthening and National Concern Committee under the National Assembly has directed the government to move ahead to conclude the remaining works of the peace process and transitional justice. The committee meeting held in Singhadarbhar yesterday called on the government to work with the mindset of providing relief to victims, including that of truth and reconciliation. Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon has sought the cooperation of former administrators and economic experts to make the upcoming fiscal year's budget objective and compatible with time. According to the Finance Minister's Secretariat, the Minister sought submissions from former Finance Secretaries, former Governors of the Nepal Rashtra Bank and former Vice Chairs of the National Planning Commission to secure their opinions and expertise regarding the upcoming budget. During the meeting, the experts advised increasing capital expenditures with the reduction in the general expenditures and adopting a policy for the promotion of export trade. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has submitted the report of the recently held by-elections to President Ramchandra Podil. The Office of the President said the Chief Election Commissioner submitted the report of the by-election to the Member of the House of Representatives and the Member of the Province Assembly along with the election results. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Israeli officials are increasingly concerned that the International Criminal Court, ICC, is planning to seek arrest warrants for their military and political leaders on suspicion of war crimes. Reports suggest Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu could be among them. The ICC, based in The Hague, has been investigating Israel's action in the occupied territories for the past 3 years and more recently the actions of Hamas as well. It has the power to charge and try individuals for the most serious crimes under international law. It has previously issued arrest warrants for leaders including Russia's President Vladimir Putin, Muammar Gaddafi of Libya and Ugandan warlord Joseph Kony. Israel has been accused of failing to sufficiently protect civilians during its months-long bombardment, although it insists it takes all necessary measures to avoid casualties. The Hamas-run health ministry in the territory says more than 34,500 people have been killed there since the war began and that many of that number are children. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of local and western winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 13.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 30.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. The 31st World Press Freedom Day being observed today. This is all. we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. To listen to us, tune in to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np, and have a good day.